Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace. Reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Let's cut this intro song short. A lot of informing to share with you today. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 27th. Wednesday, March the 27th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show started for today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah, and His Son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, it's time to blow some cookies. We're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to create feelings on demand, instead of you being manipulated by outside demonstration. We're going to talk about how to maintain internal revelation, because without faith, feelings, it is impossible to please be God good. Let me say that again. Without feelings, it is impossible to be God. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. You might want to take our pen and paper today, brothers and sisters, because we're going to talk about while in the midst, not when you get out, while in the valley, while in the lion's den, while in the devil's domain, if you will, how to create a bubble or an aura or an environment in your brain that totally defies logic. I'm talking about how do you feel good while you are in the valley. How do you, now the scripture says without faith, and the word faith means feelings, because the word faith is the brain that is immersed in a solution. So without feelings, now If feelings bring about what you feel about, why in the world would you ever feel anything other than wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships? Can somebody please email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com at your convenience? I know everybody's busy, but could somebody please email me and explain to me why you would allow somebody else, or why you would make you feel bad? Feel if the brain, and we're going to break this down so I can provide, remember, we need scientific proof. We need biological proof. We need evidence. I don't want you just to believe. As a retired believer, that dog don't hunt. Everything that you do in life should produce a feeling in the body, because it does, contrary to popular belief. Now, brothers and sisters, what I'm about to share with you today, again, everything that I do is designed to assist you, because I'm speaking to you from personal experience. And I'm speaking to you from a place of feeling. And I realized that when I didn't have nothing, felt like I had something, even though I didn't have nothing. And since I maintained that feeling, I was able to produce that reality. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I was talking to a client today who was, you know, frustrated. And the reason that the client was frustrated, because in the client's brain, he or she wasn't moving forward or wasn't in a place that they should be. So I had to explain to the client that the client was implementing everything that I was recommending, and the client was doing things that other clients are not doing. And I had to explain to the client that my goal is for you to stop being my client and to be my partner. Let me say that again. My goal for you, and everybody that's listening to this show, if you're not a client or a member of the Life Management System, the old Eagles Club, the old Clarinomics Temple Building, the Life Management System, now the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, my goal is for you to go from being a client to you being a partner with me as a facilitator in your city, so we can establish a life management center in your city, whether it be a physical building or whether it's a one-time seminar. My goal is to go to Maryland, where Dr. Spann is at, to rent out a building or to establish a permanent building, put my books and her books and her husband's books and all of her clients' books, products and services in that building, or at least do a one-time seminar in her city to have an impact on her community. Then my goal is to go up to, I think, Connecticut or Mass or Boston or wherever Sister Ellen is at, and hook up with Sister Ellen and her family and do a seminar in whatever city she's at. Then to go down to Florida and hang out with Jay Money and his family, and then go up to New Jersey and hang out with Brother Rome or Sister Addie or one of my clients that's in the New Jersey, New York area, then go over to Chicago, then go over to California, then go up to Bend, Oregon, with Sister Natalie and or Brother George or one of my clients up that way, and do the same thing up there. But what is the purpose behind doing that? What is the reason? What is the intention? Because the intention, that determines the attention that I get. So I determine. So if I got the wrong intent, I'm going to get the wrong attent. Since I determine my attention, guess what happens? I determine my attention. And if I determine my attention, I determine my audience. And since we bring about what we think about, you do and I do, because we're supposed to bring every thought into captivity. So you bring about what you think about. So my question to you is, what are you thinking? Because that's what you're bringing. So why would, and remember, thinking means feeling, because thoughts produce feelings. So if that is true, and it is, there's scientific evidence and proof that what you think about, you bring about. Some people call that the law of attraction. I call that the law of vibration. The life that you want is there for you anytime you want it. Because what you think about, you bring about. So let me ask the question again, because now remember, I create my own feelings. How come you don't do that? So now, every day you wake up, you feel something. And sometimes you wake up, and before you notice it, half of the day is gone, and you're like, man, I feel sluggish. Okay, why do you do that? Why do you want to feel sluggish? Well, you should say, well, I don't want to feel sluggish, Brother Will. I just woke up, I was feeling sluggish, man. Okay, you got to bring that thought into captivity and see if it is of goodness or God. And if it's not, you should disregard it. But see, you're thinking without thinking. You're on what is called autopilot. So nearly every day I hear somebody say something to me along the lines like, you know, why does life have to be so hard? Or why can't I ever get a break? Or why doesn't everything, or why does bad things happen to me? Or why do people treat me this way? Or how come I can't get over? Or I don't know exactly what my purpose is. Or I don't know how to implement it. I don't know how to make this. All of these are feelings. See, the majority of people in the world today struggle from day to day in either one of the four major areas that I address in the life management system of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship. In one of those four areas, you have not, just like me, because remember, I'm not talking to you about book knowledge. So I'm telling a story that have benefit and value to you. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice, we talked about that in the previous show, that the world needs to hear your story. So right now, your product is not your story. Right now, you're doing stuff that you think people need. You're not doing stuff that relates to how people feel. You're doing stuff that you think people need. You're not doing stuff, or you're not being what you have been. So therefore, you're not connecting with the feelings that are within. You're not doing where you have been. So you cannot connect with the feelings that are within, because you're not being authentic, because you don't see no value in it. And so everybody that's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center and the Life Management System that has not done a plethora. Now, the client I was talking to this morning, he got videos out there. He got YouTube videos out there. He's setting up his stuff on Spreaker. So everything that I've asked this client to do, he's done. But in his brain, he ain't feeling. Even though he's doing everything I'm telling him to do, he's not feeling everything that I'm feeling. Because he, like you, doesn't see or understand what everyone else is doing. So most of the people, like how many people that's listening to the sound of my voice right now has YouTube videos up? How many people have blog talk shows done? How many people do a blog talk show and upload it to Spreaker, turn the MP3 audio show into an MB4 video show, and you don't do nothing? Spreaker does it for you for free. And then down at the bottom of the page on Spreaker, you can share it on Tumblr. You can share it on iHeart. You can share it on Facebook. You can share it on YouTube. You upload it once, and you share it on 5 different venues. How many people are doing that? Yeah, that's what I thought. Not probably nobody on this call. But the client I spoke to this morning, he's doing all of that, but he's not feeling all of that. So the devil of rob, he's robbing him of all of that. And he's robbing you too. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is the devil's trick, and he's good at what he do. You feel bad while doing good. Now, I've been saying this, for a, especially since I started the Kingdom Midnight Training Center. And now, I just went out and purchased a brand new car yesterday. And originally, I was going to purchase a 2019 Corvette. That car is like $89,000. And the reason I purchased the Camaro instead of the Corvette was because it was, you know, number one, it was a lot less expensive, and it has the same value, and there was a lot less required capital or monetary wise. But not a car I have works great. So why purchase a new car? Why add that expense? The monthly payment is pretty much about the same, but there was a down payment required. So why take the cash out of my pocket and give it to the bank or to the car dealership? Why purchase a new car when the car I have is great? The reason I purchased a new car, because number one, 5 years ago, I would have never purchased that. I would have never purchased myself a new car. Because like me and Dr. Span, we both got the same dis-ease. That is, I would not have purchased that new car for myself because I was worried about everyone else. That's why I wouldn't have purchased it. The only reason I purchased that new car for myself is because now I don't give a damn about everybody else. See the difference? That's called growth. So I purchased the new car yesterday because of how it makes me feel. Now, I used to would not purchase the new car because of how everybody else feels. That's why you don't do videos. That's why you're not doing. That's why you ain't posting shit on Facebook. That's why you're not posting your product, your service information on Instagram. That's why you're not doing more because you, well, Brother Will, the quality, well, Brother Will, this person is not going to like it. Well, Brother Will, I don't have, you know, a fancy computer. Or I don't have a fancy, you know, camera. I don't. See, the reason you don't do is because you're more concerned about what everybody else thinks about what you do instead of how what you do make you feel. I bought that new car for one purpose and one purpose only, how it makes me feel. Now, before I wouldn't do that. Now I understand the value of feelings because I didn't know feelings was fake. I didn't know feelings is pistons and Python. What I'm telling you would change the whole paradigm of your life. Because when I get in that car and drive it, I remember the first time I was telling the client this morning, all I do is things that make me feel good. I do things that make me feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Why? Against such things, poverty can exist. Against such things, sickness can exist. Against such things, ignorance can exist. Against such things, negative relationships cannot exist because they're not on the frequency of me. So I don't have problems. I talk to people who have problems. There's a lot of people who are going through drama in their families. They got a lot of stuff going on. And me, I'm just chugging along, and I feel great. I feel good. Everywhere I go, all the people, you know, when I go to order food, they all ask me, like, dude, wow, you have a lot of energy. And people look at me like, my cousin who's the same age as me, with a Facebook Live that I did on Sunday, the comments are still there. Her name is Dorothy Befford. Me and I used to go, we were at the same church. She was a minister of music. She's my first cousin. Her mother and my mother are sisters. I've known her all my life. And her comment, and it's on Facebook still, is she's like, wow, cuz you look great. And for people who don't know that, she's my first cousin. You know, they probably thought that she was flirting because she put a lot of love, hearts, this, that, and the other. That's why I put on there, thank you very much, cuz, so people would know. But why does she look a whole lot older than me and we're the same age? Now, remember, when I was in my 20s, I look older than I do now, and I still got the pictures. And every once in a while, I post my kids. We were just talking about this on Sunday, or Monday. What day was I in Dallas? A couple of days ago. And my daughters was like, Dad, how in the world, when you was 25 and 26, you look older than you do now? Because of how I felt when I was 25 and 26 and how I feel now when I am close to 60. What's the difference? Feelings. You bring about what you feel about. The brain will make you old, or the brain will make you young, depending on how you feel. It has nothing to do the, oh, man, everything that manifests in your life takes on the shape and the form that begins with the word, which is a seed. Remember during the private shows in the evening, we've been talking about the Christ lunar germ seed that's placed inside of the solar plexus once a month and has the ability, that's the 10% that you tithe back to God, that you're supposed to withstand, or you're supposed to keep 10% of the oil. So you won't be like the 10 virgins, the one virgin who didn't have no oil in her lamp. That's your job. So what is your seed level? What, now remember, what is your word level? What is your, remember, seed, word, and God in the Bible are all synonymous. They're all the same. So anytime you see the word seed, the parable of the seed, it's talking about the parable of the word, and it talks about the parable of God, because in the beginning was the word, seed, and the word was with God, seed, and the word was God, seed. So the seed is God, and the word is God, and God is God. So you are seed, so you are God, and you are word. The word became flesh and dwelt among men. That's you. So without feelings, the seed can't be good. The word can't be good. You can't be God. So without feelings, it is impossible for you to be God. So you got the wrong feelings. You don't feel love. You don't feel joy. You don't feel peace. You don't feel gentleness. You don't feel meekness, self-control, all of the fruits of the Spirit. So the brain and the mind are not one and the same. See, the brain is the tool, and the mind is the rule. So the brain is the tool that the mind utilizes to process and to interpret external data that is presented to you as matter. So matter is data. So when you meet me, what you are meeting is a walking, talking data suit that's inside of matter. So all of my life experiences is contained inside of my mind, but it is expressed through my brain. The brain and the mind are not the same thing. The brain is a tool, but that the mind uses to rule. So your conscious mind is the rational and the logical part of the mind. So your mind uses the brain to implement the conclusions, the judgments, the opinions that is based upon the data that it has received through the five senses: hearing, sight, smell, taste, touch. Those five senses determines the data or the matter that's presented. So your matter is the result of the five senses that takes in data. Let me say it again. Your matter, your body, your behavior is the result of the data. So your data establishes your matter. So I would recommend that you do what I do. My five senses only are allowed to take in data. That is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I do not allow my five senses to take in data because I know it's going to affect my matter. That's the difference between me and pretty much everybody else on the planet. So even when I'm in a place where all the data is negative, I choose to see the data as positive so that way it doesn't affect my matter because I know data changes matter. So without the right data, it's impossible to establish good matter. So I don't care what the data is. If somebody gets shot in the head, God forbid, or let's be realistic, black man gets shot by a white cop. We see it all the time. That's called learned helplessness. The goal is for all black people to feel, remember, you bring about what you feel. So when you watch a black man getting shot in the back by a white cop over and over and over again, how do you feel? How do you feel? Like, let's be honest. How do you feel? Now, don't you get, now, black man, don't you get a little angry? Don't you get a little upset? Don't you feel like, now, man, this has been going on since the freaking 60s? Actually been going on way longer than that. Aren't you tired of seeing black people regulated as second-class citizens? Why do you think they keep showing it to you? They want you to feel that, so that way you can be that. Data establishes matter. So when I see that, I don't feel nothing but love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Because I understand that this is the harmonious arrangement. Because how to create feelings of success? Because you bring about what you feel. Therefore, why not create feelings of wealth? Why not create feelings of health? Why not create feelings of wisdom? Why not create feelings of great relationship? Because, see, the brain doesn't care what is brought in. The brain is just a tool. It's just like a hammer. It's just like a gun. A gun doesn't care who you point it at. The gun doesn't care. The gun doesn't have feelings. So you can ban guns, but if you don't change people, they're just going to pick up a knife and still do the same thing that the gun used to do. So take away all the guns. You think that's going to stop the murder rate? No. Instead of shooting people, they're just going to be stabbing people. Take away all of the knives. They're going to get bricks. They're going to get bullets. We must change the reason and logic portion of the mind, because the brain and the mind are not the same thing. So your job is to do what I do every day, is I only do things that make me feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control, because that is how I am able to be able to go out and do the things before I have the things. Now, remember, I used to sit when I first met my wife in her apartment because I didn't have one. I was basically homeless or almost homeless. And I remember sitting in my little makeshift office inside of her bedroom telling her, one day I'm going to be in a position where I can buy us a house, new car, and I can make enough money doing shows and selling books and doing one-on-ones, and I wanted to bring in people and clients, and I wanted to help them do the same thing that I'm doing. I can remember, Jay Money, I can remember it, brother. I can remember the first year I started, I made 10 grand the whole year. I can remember. And I can remember family members, friends telling me, Negro, you better go get a job. I remember. And I just went out and bought me a brand new car yesterday. And they started off, the deal went down, Jay Money, this is how the deal went down, brother. It started off with this crazy amount of money that they wanted down. Then the disc and all this other stuff. At the end of the day, no money. Well, not no money. I did put the money down because I really wanted to lower my payment. But at first, the bank needed 3 years worth of receipts, income tax returns. They need to verify my income. They wanted this, they wanted that. And I was like, that's okay. I'm not going to do it. And they're like, hold up, Mr. Rogers, hold up. Before you walk away, you know, the bank, and then the bank that I went through gave me this really, really great interest rate. And it was through Chase, which is, again, you guys know Chase Bank is a major bank. And it required no verification of nothing. They didn't even ask for a 1099, PayPal, bank statements, none of the stuff. Took it on my name. They said, if you say you did this and you say you did that, okay, great, just sign here. And so I drove off the lot because I went in there with a certain feeling. As I said before, I know that there's somebody who wants to steal. Like the first car I got it the same way. I know that there's somebody. Now, I went to a salesman first, and I told him what I wanted, and he said, no, we can't do that. Then the next day, the guy who sold me the first car called me and said, hey, I see you back in the market for a car again. He remembered me from 3 years ago. And I said, yeah, I came by, man. I was looking for you, and I forgot his name. His name was Mike. He said, man, come on in there. I got you. 2 days later, 3 days later, drove off with a brand new car. How did I do that? And why? More importantly, what was my intention? When I went to the car lot, Jay Money, I didn't go to the car lot because my intention was, now remember I was really going, I was looking at a, you know, an $80,000 car. But what was the intent? When I saw that car, I saw how it made me feel. And I remember back when I brought my first Mercedes, and I traded in a brand new Hyundai for a used Mercedes, and everybody thought I was crazy. That year, I tripled my income just because I was driving around in the Mercedes. Well, what was it about the Mercedes? Was it the car? No, it was the feeling that was produced while in the car. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because everybody missed. People think, oh, Brother Will, it's just like if you like wearing suits and everybody else like, they say, they should say Sam Walton drove the same truck and just wore jeans every day. And Sam Walton, you guys know Walmart, one of the richest men in the world. They say that fool just drove the same beat-up truck his whole life, basically. They say even Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett don't buy new cars because he know that they are liabilities. They're not assets. That is very true. The moment I drove that car off the lot, it decreased in value. But I'm in an equity position because of the rebates and the money that I put down on the vehicle. That's why the bank, a major bank, was willing to finance. So in a year, if I wanted to, I could take that car back and trade it in to get my car back, which is what I probably do. But the question is, why would I do that? Because I want to drive a Corvette? No. I would do that because of how the Corvette, what that does to my feelings. Now, the next question is, why does a car do that? Now, let me make sure you understand the function of how the unconscious brain works. This is extremely important. See, everybody knows the conscious and the subconscious. But very few people know the unconscious. That's the realm. I only deal with the unconscious brain. I don't deal with the conscious brain, and I don't deal with the subconscious brain, because you can find all of that shit just on the internet. I deal with the unconscious brain. And most people say that doesn't even exist. I know it exists because that's where I live at. Now, remember, everybody gives you the option between conformity and morality. That's the only options you got. That's called duality, left and right. There's always option A and option B. I always go with option C, but it's never offered. You got to go to the forefather and ask, what is option C? So when they say, here's fear, you better conform. It's called pain compliance. And if that doesn't work, then they're going to offer you morality. Oh, you better do this because this, you know, you will be good and everybody else is bad. Everybody else is, ooh, that's taboo, bro. You're a bad man. So society is going to shun you. They're going to turn their back on you. You're going to be a leper. Because why? You're not a moral person. So everybody offers morality and everybody offers conformity. I don't do morality or conformity. I do causality. So cause is different from morale, and it's different from conform. So it's causality because the father is causality. The father is the cause of the universe existing. You should be the cause. See, I'm the cause of that, of my Camaro in the driveway. I'm the cause of this show. I'm the cause. So I'm going to ask you the question, what did you cause to happen today? Cause is giving. So to give, and it shall be given. So in order for you to get something, you got to cause something. So if you ain't causing shizness, creating something, because without cause, it's impossible to be cause. Cause only recognizes cause. It doesn't recognize conformity, and it surely doesn't recognize morality. It only recognizes causality. So without cause, it is impossible to please cause. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is some deep shizness. See, the unconscious mind, it accepts and it stores whatever data that is presented to it, whether it be true or false, whether it is conformity or morality, it just accepts it. And then the unconscious mind, it goes to work to manifest whatever data is presented to it so that way it can produce the matter that is identical with, to the same frequency as it. So if you receive data that says poverty, the unconscious brain sends that to the subconscious brain to create the process, and then the conscious brain implements that process so that way it appears inside of your hands. So as long as you feel, now remember, this has nothing to do with real. It has to do with feel. Right now, you're telling me, well, but, Brother Will, this is real, brother. Yeah, I know it's real. But the brain doesn't work on reality. The brain works on feelings. Feeling comes from thoughts. So the thoughts are the cause. So that's what I did. I deal with causality. I don't deal with reality. I don't deal with morality. And I don't deal with fear-based conformity. So without feelings, it is impossible to be God. Now, God only recognizes God. Since you're not the vibrational equivalent of God, you can't be God. That simply means God doesn't respond to your quote-unquote prayer. And so the people that are successful in the life management system are the people who know how to increase their seed level. That's their faith level. Because the word faith simply means feelings. Feelings is simply the brain that is immersed. So whatever thoughts that are the most predominant in the brain, that's the definition of faith. So without thoughts immersed in the brain, it's impossible to be whatever is immersed in your brain. Now, let me make sure you understand this, brothers and sisters, because this is extremely, extremely important. Most people have a difficult time with creating positive feelings while in a negative environment. So we all have a conundrum because we have something called an internal conflict. Now let's address real life, internal conflict. You have no money. That's real. And you have bills. That's real. There's an internal conflict when I tell you to act like you got money and you don't have money. Is that not real? Anybody can relate. So each thought which is generated or determined by a given belief or reality, that is a seed. Let me say it again. Each thought that is determined by outside reality or inside belief, that is a seed. Let me say that again. Everything is based upon your seed level or the type of seed deposited. Plant an apple seed. You are going to get an apple tree. Father, forefather, the father of fathers. Test the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect of your people that they may change the type of seeds that they are planting inside of your garden. Brothers and sisters, let me say this again. If you plant an apple seed, do not be surprised when you get an apple tree. Let me say that again. You cannot plant apple seeds and then get pissed off when you get an apple tree. I don't plant apple seeds. That's assuming, let's say, apple seeds are negative thoughts. Now, somebody gives me an apple seed. I'm going to give it back. Or I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to put it in the trash. Now, if somebody knowingly giving you something poison to drink, I don't recommend you drinking it. That's what you're doing with something negative. Now, I'm not saying if you got more bills than money, I'm not simply saying that you're supposed to act like that doesn't exist. I'm simply saying that putting your energy into just focusing on the fact that you got more bills than money, that doesn't solve your money problem. The only way to solve your money problem is not to focus on your bills, but to focus on the process that produces more money, meaning plant seeds that produce more money. Don't plant seeds that produce more problems. Okay, but well, how do we plant seeds that produce more money when we don't have no money seeds? Well, thankfully, the seed is the thought. Now, is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice that cannot produce a positive thought? Is there anybody? Oh, there's somebody? Okay. Now, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, now this is what I did. When I was sitting in that apartment right before I met my wife, and I, you know, got a divorce a couple of years ago, and I was single, And y'all, again, y'all heard the story. Now remember, tell your story. This is my story. What is the value and the benefit of my story? I'm telling you this story not because I want you to feel sorry for me. I'm telling you this story so you can see the value and the benefit for you and me. It's a mutual value. Because in this story, I was supposed to be in federal prison. In this story, I had a loaded gun, and I was supposed to be 6 feet in the ground right now. In this story, a miracle happened. Because in this story, I said these statements. I don't believe you exist, forefather. But if you do exist, because the father I got right now, he don't hunt. He don't work. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in this position right now. Because I was in a position where I had more bills than money because I was doing what you're doing right now. I was focusing on the bills. I was stressed out. Now, I had money, and I had a job, but I didn't have enough money. I had more bills than money. So I took the money that wasn't mine, and I did something I wasn't supposed to do that was a federal crime. Now, I don't recommend that you did, but this is my story. Okay, how did the story end, Brother Will? Well, as you guys know, the story ended with me with all charges being dropped because of the content of my character that was given to me by my father. And that was the catalyst or the spark for me to start researching the forefather. Because I asked the forefather to reveal himself in something that is called an aha moment. So when you tell me a story, there should be an aha moment in it. So when you produce your product, your service, your information, not only should it have value in it, not only should it have a benefit for me in it, there should be something that you say in your story that says, oh, man, light bulb moment. So you mean to tell me you're going to talk for a whole hour and you ain't going to have no light bulb moment? There's not going to be something in me. That's not going to be a statement made by you that made me walk away and tell my friends, man, I heard this short black man call himself Master Teacher 33. This fool had a loaded weapon. He was going to end his life. He had committed a crime. He showed be in prison. And he asked the father, the forefather, that if you will, you need to find me because I can't find you in the midst of all this cray-cray that's going on this earth. And immediately after that, weeks to come after that, it didn't happen like immediately. Instead of him going to jail, all charges was dropped. And then he meets somebody who assists him with making the transition. And then he starts finding esoteric texts and knowledge that explains and introduces him to the forefather. Then he meets Zen Garcia. Then he meets a guy named John the Baptist. Then he starts reading the Nahamadi text. All of this stuff, again, starts making sense to him. And his life starts making sense. Then he asked the father for something that Miles Monroe told him that he needed to get, but he couldn't tell him how to get it. And that thing was called purpose. And from that, he developed a whole system called the Life Management System. And it was based upon one report called a Dear Kinnear report that started out being about a 100-page report. Now that report is 700 pages. And he uses that report entry or the doorway to get his clients and introduce them to the person, the place, and the position, the three P's that establishes the seven P's that makes up the seven C's. And it helps people develop something called clarity, certainty, confidence, and the rest of the C's. That is a benefit because now when I tell that story, people can relate to it because they can remember and because they may be in that position that I was in on January the 1st of 2009, where they don't see no way out. And because I can create chemistry, that allows me to collect currency. If there is no chemistry, there is no currency. So how did I create chemistry? That's another word for feelings. Without feelings, if you can't feel me, that means we ain't vibing. And if we ain't vibing, we ain't tribing. You're not a member of my tribe. So the reason that me and J Money relate is because when I talk, J Money can relate. There's chemistry. And that chemistry between me and Dr. Span, there's chemistry between me and Sister Ella. Chemistry between me and Brother Jorge. There's chemistry between me, Sister Natalie. There's chemistry between me and Sister Addie. There's chemistry. There's chemistry between me and everybody that's a part of the Kingdom Men's Training Center and the Life Management System. But the chemistry allows for there to be an exchange of currency, because I'm saying stuff that has value and benefits that creates an emotional response, because now we're going to work to manifest the data that I'm sharing so that way it can change the matter or the seed that you're planting. So each thought is a seed. So if something that you consciously desire conflicts with what has been previously planted in your subconscious based upon your current belief or your negative habit pattern or your current habit pattern, that creates cognitive dissonance, because there is a conflicting energy feeling that is created when I am planting a new seed thought that conflicts with the current seed thought that is held in the subconscious brain. So right now, you can only produce a harvest fruit that's based upon, again, the seed without faith, feelings. So feelings and faith produce feelings for the harvest that produce freedom. But you cannot produce a harvest of good when you are planting seeds of bad. The seed is in conflict with the current seed that is planted. So the purpose of the life management system is to identify the old seed, apple, and the new seed, orange. And so there must be an agreement between the conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious that removes disharmony and replaces it with harmony or hormones. So you have no harmony because your hormones are not in alignment. There is no agreement between the three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. That three-stranded cord is the conscious, subconscious, and the unconscious. Right now, you got three different seeds. The conscious is planting apples. The subconscious is planting oranges. But the unconscious is planting grapes. So you got three different seeds or three different thoughts. So until those thoughts are all the same, you have the power to plant your thoughts. You choose your thoughts. You have the ability to bring every thought into captivity. That's what I do. And then I buy clothes that make me feel. So I've been buying suits. All my suits I had got, well, that's not 34 another time. Lost, destroyed, blankety blank, blankety blank, blankety blank. So they money, why do I buy suits, brother? Because when I put on that suit, it makes me feel. J Money. And everybody else that's listening to the show today, why did I buy that brand new car yesterday? Because when I got in it and I punched the J Money and it went from 0 to 60, in less than about 3-4 seconds, that made me feel. As I look out my window and I see that car parked in that driveway, that makes me feel. I'm doing this show, J Money. Why do I do a show every day at 12 noon? I ain't getting paid for this show. Why am I doing this show right now, J Money? Why am I doing it, brother? Because it makes me feel. I'm doing a show after the show. Dr. Span, I'm getting ready to go to the gym. Why do I go to the gym twice a day, Dr. Span? Can you tell me why do I go to the gym twice a day? Because it makes me feel. Sister Ellen, why am I doing a show, a pay-per-view show tonight, Sister Ellen? Why am I doing a show? How come I don't go and watch Love and Hip Hop and the Basketball Wives? How come I'm not going to do something else? Why am I doing a show tonight, Sister Ellen? Because it makes me feel. Why do I post shizness on Instagram and Facebook and Tumblr and, you know, freaking all of the other platforms? Can somebody please explain to me, Brother George, why do I post on Facebook, Brother George? Do I get paid to post shizness on Facebook? No, I do not. So why would I do that, Brother George? Why am I wasting my time posting shizness on Facebook? Because it makes me feel. Why do I do everything that I do in my life? Why? Can somebody explain to me why do I do everything in my life? Why do I have a rotation diet? How come I don't have a regular diet like everybody else? Because it makes me feel. So every day I only do, now it took me 50 years to get here, but now that I'm here, I see the results. And because I feel good, it allows me to be good. It allows me to do good. And when I walk into that showroom floor, they say, hey, that was a man. Look at the man, that dude walking. And when I speak as one that has dunamis power. So how in the world did I draw to me a bunch of millionaires that look just like me? They're all black. Not that race has anything to do with it. Because remember, before that, all the millionaires I drew to me were all white. So I got a bunch of white millionaire friends, and I got some black millionaire friends. But notice, they're all millionaires. Why? Can somebody please explain to me why all my friends got more money than me? Can somebody please explain to me why all my friends are wiser than me? See, I want to be the dumbest person in my group. If you're the smartest person in your group, you're in the wrong group. You should be around people who elevate you, not people who tolerate you. Right now you're in a group, and you're the smartest person in your group. Why? You're producing the wrong feelings. So therefore you're drawing the wrong people. Because people are just frequencies, and people are data trapped inside of matter. They're not matter, they're data. So everybody that calls you, they are the data equivalent of you. You got the wrong data. Because what you're feeling, your feelings is your data. Your data is your seeds. Your data establishes what's matter. You got the wrong data. Now, what does that mean, though? That means that, come on, man, brothers and sisters, let's be real. Let's stop playing. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. Let's start with verse 4. This is very important. Father, touch the minds of your people, that they may be destroy the yoke of bondage. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Let me say it again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Let me say it again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You are in a war, boo-boo. Whether you want to be in one or not, you are in a war. But they are mighty through God. What is God? God is good. What is good? Good is goodness. For the weapons, those are the fiery darts, thoughts of our warfare are not carnal. So don't fight. Don't use thoughts of fear, doubt, and that's why fear-based conformity is of the devil. Let me say that again. If you're doing shizness to avoid fear, to avoid pain, you tongue-kissing the devil in the mouth. That's nasty. I'm just saying. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Okay, what are we supposed to do, Doc? But they are mighty through God, through goodness, through good, for the pulling down of strongholds. What are strongholds, Doc? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So it says, for the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God, for the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds are what is called a neurological network. That is a bundle of contradictions, meaning you got a bunch of thoughts in your head, but they don't add up to shizness. So a stronghold is a mental disposition. The church calls it a demon. Physics or biology calls it a neurological network. That means it's a groove inside of the brain. If you put your brain on an electromagnetic sheen, it comes up, there's gray, and then there's a white. That white matter inside the brain, that means you have so many thoughts of, let's say, naked women, that there is a spot in your brain that is just, boom, naked women, or boom, alcohol, or boom, sugar, or whatever group of related thoughts. Notice there's a bunch of them. It cannot be just one thought. That's a stronghold. So a stronghold, it means you've thought something so many times that now it's what we call an addiction. So we've got to override that addiction with something that is frequently repeated that produces an emotional response. That's called faith. Because remember, faith is pistis and pytho. That means that the brain is immersed in the solution, not the problem. So why? 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, this is how you bring down, this is how you replace a stronghold. Casting down imaginations. That's how that addiction started. Because you were sitting at home and you imagine yourself drinking some alcohol. Or you sit down and you produce an image that establishes an imagination. Overthrowing reasonings and every high thought that lifts itself up against the knowledge of good, God, and leading every thought, group of related feelings into obedience to Christ, that's your position. This is what I do. So, okay, Doc, I need you to be specific. Okay, when I was making $10,000 a year, I imagined myself making $100,000 a year. Now I'm there and past it. How did I go from making 10? First of all, before I even started making 10, remember I had jobs, 58 of them, matter of fact. And when I was working, I had an ideal. And then I started imagining myself working from home, doing Dear Kinney reports. I used to imagine when I had a job, I was thinking. I was producing feelings of thoughts that made me feel good. That's all I do. Every day, I do things that make me feel good, and I think thoughts that make me feel good. That's all I do. Now, everybody else I know, they do shizness that make them feel bad. They go to a job that makes them feel bad. They're in a marriage that makes them feel bad. They live in a house that makes them feel bad. They drive a car that makes them feel bad. They got a dog or a cat that makes them feel bad. They got children that makes them feel bad. They live in a neighborhood that makes them feel bad. They got neighbors that makes them feel bad. They go to a store that makes them feel bad. They go to the church, run back to bishop, tell them that if they don't tithe, they feel bad. Everything that they do make them feel bad. And them Negroes walking around wondering why they feel bad and they freaking manifesting bad. Are you serious? Is that what we're doing in 2019? Is that what we're doing in 2019? When the water bearer is pouring out water on all flesh, you can go to the internet and freaking Google anything that you want. You can find a solution to any problem that you got on the internet for free. Now, you can pay me, and I'm going to put it in a nice package for you. I'm going to put it in a book, and I'm going to tell you step by step how to go from zero to hero. Okay, Doc, I'm interested. You got my attention. How do I go from being a Facebook zero to a real life hero? Okay, this is how you do it. Number one, you overthrow your current reasoning and logic, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of good or God. So right now, that's module one, module two, and module three. You already got that. For everybody that's a member of the Kingdom Inner Training Center and the Life Management System, I already gave you the first three steps. You just are not implementing them. Okay, Brother Wilbur, we need to know, how do you implement it? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Okay, this is what I did. A year ago, I had a thought. That thought said, I wanted to get a new car, but I wasn't in a position. But that did not stop me from producing a feeling. So my screensaver, and I have pictures, and I have my imagination, and I was able to produce feelings without having the car or the job or whatever it is. So everything that I got in my life, I had in my head before it manifested in my hands. That's all you got to do. And every day the enemy is going to come, and the enemy is you, by the way, The enemy is going to tell you the same thing that my client told me just this morning, which was, I don't feel like what I'm doing is working. Okay, now I say, well, why do you feel that way? Well, I have not received a following like yours. I haven't produced products. I haven't written a book. And I have done this and I haven't done that like you. That's called unrealistic expectation. So I told the client, I got X amount of clients. And out of all of my clients, how many of my clients right now are posting daily videos or audios on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, daily or at least every other day? Answer, very few. How many of my clients are writing or have written a book? Answer, very few. How many of my clients have produced an audio program? Answer, very few. How many of my clients are doing what I am doing? Answer, very few. So I told this client, you are already being and doing everything that I'm asking everybody else to be and do. And the client's eyes got really big. And he or she said, really? And I said, damn, Skippy. And the client then started to feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Because the client did not know. Because the enemy was stealing his fruit from him. He didn't know that his faith had already produced his fruit that allowed him to establish freedom. So the enemy was making him feel bad while doing good. And he's doing the same thing to you. So I don't care where you are right now. All I know is where you are right now is way better than where you were at 2-3 years ago. And your ability to see your own worth and your own value, regardless of how small or how great it is the key to your success. The key to your success is while maybe you're not at your goal. Now, remember, I'm not at my ultimate goal. I just bought a brand new car yesterday, and that wasn't my ultimate car. But guess what? It was better than the car in my brain than what I got now. Now, remember, the only thing that matters is what's going on in my brain. Because before, I used to do what was going on in other people's brains. So before, I made decisions that benefited other people more than it benefited me, which means I think other people are more valued than me. So in my brain, everybody else came before me. And that's probably what's going on in your brain. Because right now, you are concerned about what everybody else thinks, and you don't even care about what you think. So I want to ask you today, what do you think? What do you want? What is your dream? Whatever that is, every decision and every choice that you should make should take you in the direction of your dream and your goal that's based upon your desire and your purpose. Now, without feelings, it is impossible to be good. Let me say that again. Without feelings, possible to be good. Which is another way of saying, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Let me say it again. Without faith, feelings, it is impossible to please be God good. Let me say it again. Somebody should write that down. This will totally change your life. Because every day you have to do things, because every day I feel good because I don't allow myself to feel bad, even though I'm in an environment of totally negative. I'm going to use the word frequency, a wave of vibration. Not because of people, not because of place, but because of my own internal distance from point A to point B. Meaning, if my goal is to be, and it is, a millionaire, I'm already there in my head. But if you look at my PayPal account, it doesn't reflect that. So that creates what I was talking about before, disharmony. So the sooner I get from point A to point B. So how do I get there? By creating feelings of already being there. How do I create feelings of being there? Okay, I just went to California. I'm getting ready to go back. I suppose I've already been back, and I canceled going because I had to go pick up my daughter. She was on vacation and do some other things. So I surround myself with people that are already at where I'm at. And then I surround myself with things. That's why I got suits. That's why I got a nice car. That's why I live in a nice house. That's why I maintain a healthy body. All of this does things for me. Now, maybe for you it doesn't do that. Maybe for you wearing shorts and a T-shirt make you feel good. Okay, bam, do that. Maybe for you driving an old beat-up 1976 Ford that's rusted out, that does something for you. It don't do nothing for me. Driving an old beat-up Ford don't do nothing for me, but for you it does. So if it makes you feel good, now, I shouldn't have to say this, but, hey, let me say it. Fondling little boys and little girls, you know, stealing, doing negative things, that's not what I'm talking about. I should not have to say that to this audience, but I know somebody's going to text me, so, Brother Will, what are you saying, brother? So anything that I feel? No, that's not what I'm saying, brother. That's not what I'm saying, sister. I'm simply saying according to your God-given design, not your Luciferian design, your God-given, the good design. You got a bad one, too. I'm not talking about the dark side of your giftedness. Oh, yeah, I can go put on a ski mask and crawl through your backyard and, you know, break into your house and, you know, tie you up in your bedroom, steal all your jewelry. You know, I can do that, too. But I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, again, I got that. Let's not get it twisted. I've been there, done that, too. But I'm not trying to go back there. I'm bringing about, again, God, which is good. How do you do it? Number one, only think thoughts of good. Okay, Brother Will, but you don't understand. I'm overwhelmed because I'm in an environment of bad. Okay, while in that environment of bad, don't do what I did and try to seek to get out of the environment. That's a trick. God put you in that environment because he wants you to overcome that environment. God got you in that environment. That's the training ground. That's your message. Your mess, when it gets enough age, become your mess age. Stay there. Stay in the mess because that's how you're going to be blessed. Stay in that mess, brother. Stay in that mess. Everybody want to get out. Me too. When you're in the frying pan, everybody want to get out. Everybody's in Egypt, they want to leave. If you're in the fiery furnace, you want to get out. If you're in the lion's den, you want to get out. If you're in the belly of the well, you want to get out. Stay there until that fish spits you out, until the Father gets you out of the lion's den, until you walk through the Red Sea, after the waters depart, and you walk across on dry land, you don't get no mud in your feet. Stay in that fiery furnace like the three Hebrew boys until they notice a fourth one. Hey, did we put three people in there? How come we see four? Fourth one shines like the Son of Man. Stay there. Because in your weakness, guess what? Bam! He's made strong. Who's he? You. The Spirit of God inside of you is amplified in your weakness. Stay in your mess. Because guess what? You're going to turn your mess into your message. You're going to turn your test into your test money. Your test testimony. Testimony. So notice the money comes after the test. It's not money test. It's testimony. So you got a test and then you say, oh, man, bump this test. I'm out. You drop the pen and the paper and you say, like, bump. Okay, you don't get no money. Oh, everybody wants the money. But nobody want to take the test. Okay, that's not how it works, boo-boo. I already know. I tried it, too. You know how many times I packed up my shit and left? And guess what? Each time I came back. Why? You stay there until you monetize there. Let me say that again. Father, trust the minds of your people. They may destroy the yoke of easy believism. When problems show up in my life, I know I'm about to get paid. Because remember, when somebody says no, that means I'm about to grow. So now I run in the direction of the fire because I'm a fireman. Now I run in the direction of the witches because I'm a witch hunter. I run in the direction. When I see demons, I chase them because I'm a demon hunter. Now demons are scared of me because they know I got something for them. It's called faith. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. I look death in the mouth. You got to do the same thing. Because you know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You know that you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of the glory. Oh, brothers and sisters, now when somebody tells me I was in a car lot and a dude told me, I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers, we can't help you. I said, ooh-wee, damn, I might drive off with this Corvette. Next day, my phone was blowing up. Man, we saw you came by the car lot and you didn't ask for me. Like, oh, Mike, I forgot your name and stuff. I couldn't say, man, I got an easy name to remember. Come on back down here, man. We're gonna do whatever it takes to get you in a car. Whoa, shouldn't have told me that. Why? That's somebody who, just like me, they got something called I'm going to make it happen by any means legally necessary. I like to talk to people like that because they got bulldog tenacity. They got stick-to-itiveness. They got feelings that make it possible to be God. Now, the question is, what problems does your God got? See, my God, he ain't got no problems, boo-boo. Your God is too small. I got the Father of fathers. I got the King of kings. I got the Lord of lords. You just got the Lord. I got the Lord of lords. I got the biggest gun in the fight. Therefore, y'all don't understand. A lot of people think that like this is like hearsay. Sometimes I kind of wish it was hearsay because sometimes there'd be some people be afraid for me because I'm so high up there that if you slip and fall, it's a long way down. And a lot of people sitting and watching, they want you to fail. They're like, ooh-wee. Yeah, look at Doc. He's saying he's going to do this. He's going to do that. Yeah. That fool gonna slip and fall. But see, I don't have no fear. Because even if I fall, guess what? My father, the forefather, he knows what I have need of before I even ask. When I lose, I win, J Money. And when I win, I win. I can't lose. So my question to you is, what would you be being right now if you can't lose? Okay, since I can't lose, since I can write my own script, okay, this is what I be being. I don't know what y'all be being. This is what I be being. This is what I be beaming, and this is what I am bonding to. See, I am being a multimillionaire. That's what I'm being. Therefore, that's what I'm beaming. That's what I'm sending out, and therefore, that's what I'm bonding to. That's why everybody that's in my circle, they're all multimillionaires. Because why? That's what I'm being. Okay, I am being healthy, so that's why everybody that I am being and beaming and bonding with, they all healthy too. See, everybody, because what am I being? I am being very spiritually intellectual. I am being a spiritual intellectual guru. I am Master Teacher 33. I am being all-knowing, just like my father, my forefather. Since I am being, therefore I'm sending out J-Money, I am beaming. I'm sending out a frequency. I'm sending out a wave. I'm sending out a vibration, not just fan. And then people that's on that same wave, on that same vibration, they say, hey, there's another dude do that just like me. And we connect. And he said, oh, you read the Almighty text? Yes, sir. I read it too. You read the Dead Sea Scrolls? Yes, sir. Oh, I read it too. And we can talk about the same shit because we vibe. We from the same tribe. Then we got chemistry so we can exchange currency because we same thing. Birds of a feather flock together. And since I am being co-currency, I'm in a toe-curling relationship. That's what I'm sending out. That's the frequency. Therefore, I am bonding. See, if you don't beam, you can't beam. And if you ain't beaming, you can't be doing no bonding. You must be beaming bond. Be beaming bond. Be beaming and bond. So my question to you today, what are you being? Without being, there can be no beaming. And without no beaming, there can be no bonding. You see, brothers and sisters, without being, it is impossible to do beaming and have bonding. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without feelings, it is impossible to be God or be good. Without feelings that come from thoughts that you select, you must bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Right now, you're not doing that. You're not doing it on a big enough scale. So that way it overrides what's inside. Because remember, you got three brains, really four, but for the sake of arguments, conscious, subconscious, unconscious. Brothers and sisters, it is my belief. Nope, let me scratch that. It is my knowing. I know that everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now. I don't know about everybody listening to the recording message, but I know everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, you are overthrowing every reason and every logic and every high thought or thing that is trying to lift itself up against the design of good that is trying to lead you into captivity. And what you are doing is now you are replacing fear with faith. And you're replacing fear-based conformity with faith-based causality. You are exchanging fear-based morality with faith-based causality. And now you are bringing every thought into the obedience. You're making your thoughts obedient to Christ. Christ is your office, your messianic office, that furnishes you with dominion. So every thought that is not good, you are taking dominion over that thought and you making it good. You ain't asking it. You ain't requesting. You ain't coddling it. You ain't babying it. You punching it in the mouth. And you demand that all things work together for your good. And everything that the enemy meant for evil, you turning it around and you using it for good. You ain't trying to run from those situations. You don't run from agents. Agents run from you. You're a freaking lion. You walk through the jungle, and all the other animals freaking scatter like roaches. You don't run from nobody, no situation. So, no, stop with trying to get out. Stop hoping that it ends. Stop wishing and saying, oh, Father, please. No, hell no. From now on, wherever you at, you master. Situations run from you. You don't run from them. Devil showed up in your life, that fool is going to work for you. He going to be your B-I-T-C-H. You tell that nigga, go get the trash, man. Take it out. He going to say, yes, sir. Because you run the show. From today forward, you call those things that are not as though they were. You bring about what you think about. So I recommend you think about wealth, health, wisdom, and total relationships. And you be the cause of your reality. Because why? You are one with the Father. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father and the forefather. At this position, I guarantee you, I will see you in the Bahamas. We're going to be sipping pina coladas at the beach. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor and a privilege to break bread with lions. Because there is no pact between lions and men. We don't make agreements with men because we carry ourselves as lions. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that you maintain that disposition every day. Because without feelings of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, there is no self-control. You got one choice every day. Every day you wake up, you ain't got a bunch of options. You only got one. That is, you vibrating at the highest possible good. That is love. Every day. Faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. Every day. Every day, you create feelings of love every day. Every day. That's the only option you got. So when somebody brings cray-cray, you say, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Okay, well, you know what? God bless you, my brother. If you need any assistance, man, email me, man. But you know what? I got something to do. Don't hang out with cray-cray. You make cray-cray elevate up to good. And if cray-cray ain't willing to come up chill, then you leave cray-cray down there because you ain't got time. You too busy. You can't come down off the mountain to deal with non-issues. You too busy creating love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Why? Against such things, there is no vibrational, there's no vibration that can overcome that one because that is one with the forefather. Brothers and sisters, may the forefather, may the big G continue to bless you as a name written on his eye that no man can pronounce. May the sun and the ruach, the pneuma, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless. Have a blissful day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you.
Yeah.
It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters, being inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters, taking all your bread, outworking you.
I would be the one to break through.